unshakable. Let's lift our hands to the Most High God, and let's begin to bless His holy name. Let us worship the King of Kings and worship the Lord of Lords. Let Him hear your voice. Let Him hear you praising Him. Let Him hear you worshiping Him. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Open your mouth and worship the Almighty God. Let Him hear you blessing Him. Let Him hear you worshiping Him. Give Him all glory, give Him all honor, give Him all adoration. There's no one like Him. He's a miracle working God, the Savior, the healer, the provider, the Almighty God. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Give Him glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Now lift your voice to Him loud and clear and say, Father. I said loud and clear, Father, if you are visiting two people here tonight, let me be one of them. Open your mouth and talk to the Almighty God. If you are visiting two people here tonight, my Father and my God, let me be one of them. Let me be one of them. Even if there are only two people you are visiting here tonight, let me be one of them, Lord. Please let me be one of them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore. Even angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God,
what a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore.
Even angels bow before.
What a mighty God we serve.
We are serving Him.
What a mighty God
we serve. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Holy One of Israel, the One who is, the One who was, the One who is to come, the Almighty, we worship You. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, tonight, in this great nation, we ask that we would do marvelous things. We pray that we would do something that we have never done before in any part of the world in Jesus' name. We pray that all your children who are here tonight will go home singing a new song. Father, we are asking that you please bless the nation of Trinidad and Tobago. that will begin to prosper this nation like never before. We pray, Lord God Almighty, that this nation will begin to experience progress that can only be described as divine in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that all the flags here will become symbols of peace, symbols of progress, symbols of joy. Father, I pray for every one of us here today that in the way only you can do it, you will grant all our requests. I pray that tonight you will save souls, you will heal the sick, and you will set the captives free. Father, I pray that by the time we leave here, every one of us will have at least a testimony. Thank you, my Father and my God, for we have prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, let somebody shout hallelujah. Are you sure that God will hear that one in heaven? Shout a bigger hallelujah. Good, that's not bad. But then one of my children used to say that if your hallelujah is louder than that of your neighbor, then your miracle will be bigger than that of your neighbor. So let me hear somebody shout hallelujah. All right. Please shake hands with one or two people and say, God bless you mightily. And then you may please be seated. How many of you here tonight are attending a Holy Ghost service for the first time? Let me see your hand. Okay, let me hear you shout a bigger hallelujah then. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will go home with a first-time miracle in Jesus' name. Let me quickly explain one or two things so that we can flow together on the same wavelength. In the meantime, I want to thank God for all the musicians who have ministered here tonight, who have been just fantastic. Just fantastic. Thank God for my daughter. You are most welcome. Good to see you. Thank God for my son. Thank God for the mass choir. Thank God for the various choirs. You've been wonderful. Wonderful. Now, whenever God wants to talk to a congregation, no matter how large, he addresses himself to individuals. For example, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Revelation 3, verse 20, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hears my voice," and he was talking to a whole congregation, but he was still addressing himself to any man. So it is possible that as we go along tonight, you might hear there is someone here. And at the end of the day, that someone might be 20 people, 100 people, or more. Don't think we have made a mistake, because that is the way the Holy Spirit talks. For example, there is someone here tonight who will never weep again. Where is that someone? Alright, okay. So you can see someone coming from God can mean more than just one person. Secondly, I don't know, I've not been to Tobago before. This is my first time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it won't be the last time. But in some of the villages where I come from, when you need water, you go to the village stream to collect the water you need. Now, if you get there and it's your turn to lower your bucket and bring out your water, If you hesitate, the river will not wait for you. It will flow on. The same applies with the Holy Spirit. Tonight, if you doze off and God mentions your particular case, and then somebody near you says amen, and then you wake up and say, what did he say? By then it will be too late. So tell your neighbor, be on the alert. Okay. Number three, in some nations of the world, I don't know whether it is true here or not, they have these restaurants where they say you can come in and eat all you want. Do you have such restaurants here? Okay. The way you answer, I'm not so sure you have. But they do have in some nations. And so you go in, everybody will pay the same amount, and then they will spread the table before you. There'll be all manners of food, all manners of meat, etc., etc. And some people will go in there and take just one little spoon of salad, one little spoon of rice, and one tiny chicken. I always wonder, why are these people here? Because when I go in there, by the time I leave, they will know somebody had visited them. The way you laugh, it looks as if you are like me. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is that tonight, God has spread a table before you. On the table, there is salvation, there is healing, there is blessing, there are miracles. Now, how much of it do you want? Very good. Now, finally, just one more point. When you go through the scriptures, you will discover that almost everybody who got a miracle from God got it by faith. Jesus will ask, do you believe I can do this? If you say, yes, I believe, then he will say, be it unto you according to your faith. Or he may say, your faith has made thee whole. Now tonight, I can assure you, God is here. How do I know? He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'll be there. And tonight, we are more than two or three. And we are gathered together in his name. So God is here. Second reason why I'm sure is that I brought him with me. Because he told me, when he was calling me to ministry, he said, son, wherever you go, I will go with you. So right now, the headquarters of God is in Tobago. The question now is, when do you want your miracle? Next time I come? Are you sure? Okay, then shout a big hallelujah. Then we are ready now. Second Chronicles chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 6 to 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, reading from verse 6 to 12. We're talking about divine visitation. And Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. In that night did God appear unto Solomon. And God is going to appear to somebody tonight. And said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, Let thy promise unto David my father be established. For thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before these people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thy enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that had been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. When we talk about a visitation, what happens when someone is visiting is determined by who is visiting. If a teacher comes to town, nobody is likely to pay attention. If the head of state, let's say the president of America, comes to visit Tobago, the whole nation will know. Now, the one who is visiting you tonight is the Most High. He's higher than the highest. The one who is visiting tonight is the great physician. The one who is visiting tonight is the one with whom nothing shall be impossible. That is why everybody here will know that God had paid a visit. Do I hear amen? But very briefly, and I won't take too much of your time, when Solomon had a divine visitation, because it's the one we are using as our case study tonight, several things happened in a single night. I am going to mention just five of them. And as I mention them one by one, I will be calling on you to stand up and pray. Because what happened to Solomon that night is going to happen to someone here tonight. Now, when I ask you to stand up and pray, I'm only talking to the young ones. The older ones can sit down and pray. And you are young. If you are younger than I, you are old. If you are older than I, and since I'm only 76 years old, so anybody who is younger than 76 is young. If you are older than 76, you are old. So how many young people are here? Okay, let me hear you shout hallelujah. The first thing that happened to Solomon, that I believe is going to happen to you tonight, is that Solomon got a blank check from God. God said to Solomon, ask anything you want. Here is my check, drawn on the bank of heaven, with my signature on it. Your name is there. I have left the space as to how much. Open. Write anything you want, and it will be honored. In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, the Almighty God said, behold, I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? So the one who is visiting tonight says, there is nothing too hard for me to do. All you need to do is ask. In Numbers 23 verse 19, it says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. He said, once he has spoken, he will do it. In Jeremiah 33 verse 3, he said, call on me and I will answer you. Just call and I will answer you. In John chapter 14 verse 14, Jesus Christ said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Bible scholars say that when he said that, what he actually meant is that if you ask for anything and he hasn't got it, he will create it for you. That means there's no limit to what you can ask tonight. The only limit to the answer to your prayers tonight would have been Isaiah 55 verse 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near. But the beauty of it is, tonight he's near, because he's visiting Tobago. Now, I want to appeal to you that tonight, because a day like this comes only once in a lifetime, don't ask for something small. And I will tell you a story, and then you go and pray. There was a man in Nigeria years ago. His name was Darucha. He was stinkingly rich. But then when his relatives go to him to ask for money, he won't give them. He will say, I work for my money, go and work for your own. But he loved children. Whatever a child will ask him, he will give. So his relatives discovered this. So anytime they were going to visit him, they would take a child along. When they get there, they won't ask him anything. They will ask the child to ask. But on one occasion, a woman took a child along and said, when we get there, your big uncle is going to ask you what you want. Tell him, I want cars, houses, land, and I will give you cookies. Okay, you understand? The little girl said, yes, I do. So they got there. As usual, they pushed the girl forward. And Darusha said, hey, my little girl, what can I do for you? The girl said, cookies. And Darusha knew the tricks his people were playing on him. He didn't mind at all. So he pretended he didn't hear. Maybe they didn't program this child very well. So he went into the house, into the room. And after some time, as soon as he went to the room, the woman who brought the child said, no, I'm the one who will give you cookies. Ask for cars, ask for land, ask for houses. I will give you cookies. You understand? Yes, okay. As soon as Darusha thought they had finished the programming, he came out and said to the little girl, hey, by the way, what did you say you want? The girl said, cookies. Stand on your feet. Don't ask God for cookies tonight. Lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, everything I ask for tonight, give unto me. Open your mouth and begin to tell him what you want. And cry unto him. Don't pray like ladies and gentlemen. Pray like warriors tonight. This is your opportunity. Open your mouth and cry unto him. Father, I am here tonight. I need a special miracle. And tell him something big, something only God can give. Don't ask for cookies tonight. Ask for something only the Almighty God can do. Cry unto the Lord. Open your mouth and talk to Him. Father, perform wonders in my life tonight. You are the wonder-working God. Give me a miracle so big I will never forget tonight. Open your mouth and cry unto Him. Tell Him what you want. Tell Him. Let Him hear you. What Solomon asked for that night, he got. He was given a blank check. And God is giving you a blank check right now. Write what you want on that blank check. Call on Him. Call on Him. Tell Him what you want. Don't ask for something small. Don't ask for clothes. Don't ask for things that money can buy. Ask for things that only God can give you. Ask for something big. Ask for something great. Oh, thank you, Father. Ask Him. He's listening. He's waiting to hear from you. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. And then, the second thing that happened that night was that Solomon got a creative miracle. He had a particular kind of brain before. He was a dull boy. He wasn't brilliant at all. He was so dull, he knew he was dull. Because he was a spoiled child. His parents all loved him to excess. That's why when God asked him, "What do you want?" he himself said, "I know I don't have the brain to do what I'm doing. Give me a brand new brain." That was his request. Occasionally, the miracle you need requires God to do a creative miracle. To do something in your body, do something in your system, or give you a miracle that is absolutely original. Wow. The one who is visiting tonight is the one who made heaven and earth. According to Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Genesis 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God made the heaven and the earth. In John chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. John 1 verse 1 to 3. The Bible tells us that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. By Him were all things made. How many things were made by Him? All things. Including every part of your body. So if there's any part of your body tonight that you don't really like, you can ask God to give you a brand new one. If there's any part of your body that doctors have said can no longer function, you can walk out of here with a brand new part. You can live here with brand new eyes, brand new ears, brand new brain, brand new heart, brand new kidneys. And you know what? Brand new wombs. Why? Because in Psalm 33 verse 8 to 9, Psalm 33 verse 8 to 9, the Bible says, the whole earth should fear God because He spake and it is done. All He has to do is just speak a word. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, Genesis 1 verse 3, all He said was, "Let there be light." And there was light. He spoke and it is done. In John chapter 9 verse 1 to 7, John 9 verse 1 to 7, He saw a man who was born blind. And people were asking Him, Why was this man born blind? Was it because of his sin or the sin of the parents? The Lord said, no, it's not a matter of sin. I just want to show you how I made man from the beginning. He spat on the ground, made some mud, put where the eyes were supposed to be, told the man to go and wash, and the man came back seeing. I want to prophesy to somebody here tonight. That creative miracle you need, you walk out of here with it tonight in Jesus' name. I can't remember whether it was in America or in Canada, but in one of the nations not too far away from here, we had a convention, a program like this. At the end of the program, some people were rushing to touch my chair. But there was a woman there who had been barren for years. And the doctors have told her she had no womb, she had no fallopian tubes. So there was no way she could ever have a child. While others were struggling to touch my chair, she went to where my wife was sitting, knelt down there, and said to God, Almighty God, the woman who sat here does not need a womb anymore. Give it to me. She doesn't need a fallopian tubes anymore. Give them to me. When she was sharing her testimony, she already had two children because God heard her cry and gave her a creative miracle. I want you to stand on your feet and lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, every part of my body that is not functioning well, give me a brand new one. Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty God. Give me a brand new one. I need a brand new part from heaven. You made me. You have my spare parts in heaven. Tonight, Almighty God, I want a brand new spare part. This very night, Lord, before I walk out of here, any part of my body that is not functioning maximally, give me a brand new one. Oh, Lord God Almighty, if you need to give me a brand new brain so that I can become what you want me to become, give me one. If I need a brand new heart, Lord, give me one. Any part of my body that is not functioning the way it should function, Father, give me a brand new one today. Give me a brand new one today. I need a creative miracle, Lord. Give me a creative miracle this very moment. Thank you, my Father, my God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let your amen be loud and clear. Especially be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Number three. That night, God said to Solomon, from now on, there will be no king like you before you, and no king like you after you. What does that mean? It means he got a miracle that was unique. A one of a type miracle. A miracle that was designed for him and for him alone. I have good news for someone here tonight. When you are sharing your testimony, everybody will say, we have never heard that one before. When you go through the scriptures, you will discover that there were so many miracles that were miracles that happened only once and were not repeated. And the Almighty God who did it then can still do it today. For example, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Thank you, Father. When the Lord said there is someone here tonight, he asked me to tell you, I will put an end to all your afflictions. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is someone here tonight. He said, very soon, you will know that I came to Tobago because of you. When you go through the scriptures, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, in the story of Moses at the backside of the desert, and he saw the bush was burning with fire, and yet the bush was not consumed. Go through the entire scriptures. Nobody ever had that kind of experience again. It was a unique miracle. In Exodus 14, verse 21 to 28, Exodus 14, 21 to 28, you discover that when the Red Sea opened and the children of Israel passed through on dry ground, and the Egyptians tried to follow and got drowned, that miracle happened only once. The Red Sea had never been opened again since then. It was a one-of-a-kind miracle. In Daniel chapter 3, in the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel chapter 3, when these three Hebrew boys were thrown into the fiery furnace and they came out alive, that miracle happened only once. In Daniel chapter 6, when Daniel was thrown into the den of lions and he spent a whole night there and came out alive the following day, that miracle happened only once. There was an incident in Nigeria, in the zoo, in one of the universities, when one prophet said he wanted to demonstrate to the people what happened in the den of lions. And he jumped into the zoo where the lions were. They ate him up. Because the miracle of Daniel in the den of lions was a unique miracle. It was a one-for-a-time miracle. There is somebody here today who is going home with a unique miracle. If you are the one, let me hear your amen. I can give you just one example. We were having a program like this. The crowd is a little more than we have there. And the miracles were happening around the altar. And there was a man in the crowd who was rather short. And he wanted to see what was going on in the front. And when he goes this way, somebody taller will block his sight. If he tries to come this way, another fellow will block his sight. So he said to God, "Oh God, how I wish I were taller." And God heard him and related it to me. And God said there was someone in the crowd who wishes to be taller. And God said, tell him, I heard his cry. I've granted his request. He should look down. He will see that his trouser would look shorter. Nothing happened to this trouser. It was he who had grown taller. He came forward to testify with his wife. The wife said, when we left home, this is where my husband was. Now he's here. Let somebody stand up on his feet and cry to the Almighty God and say, Father, make Make my miracle unique. Open your mouth and cry unto him. Let him hear you. I want my own miracle to be unique. Something that is designed for me, made to measure. Give me a miracle that is unique. Give me a miracle that is unique. A miracle that is mine and mine alone. Unique in every way. Give me a unique miracle, O Lord. Father, give me a unique miracle tonight. A miracle that when I testify, everybody will say, we've never had this one before. Give me a unique miracle tonight, O Lord, so that the whole world will know that I am serving the Almighty God. Give me a unique miracle tonight. Go ahead, let him hear you. Tell him, Father, give me a unique miracle tonight. A unique miracle. Made to measure, specially meant for me and for me alone. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. And then the fourth thing that happened that night is that Solomon got more than he asked for. All he asked for was for wisdom. And the Almighty God said, I will add wealth. I will add honor. I will add long life. I will add peace. May I prophesy to someone here tonight that much more than you have asked for tonight, the Almighty God will give unto you. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Oh Lord, thank you very much. The Lord asked me to tell someone here today, he said, you have never had a pleasant surprise before. He said, within the next 1 month, you will have more than three. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Lord asked me to tell someone, and he said, the fellow concerned will understand. He asked me to tell you that the crisis in your life will be over soon. Daddy asked me to tell someone, asked me to inform you to relax. He said, because he has not forgotten you. If I were you, I think I would really shout hallelujah on that. Solomon got more than he asked for. Why? Because the one who is visiting, according to Genesis 17 verse 1, is Jehovah El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Anytime you go to the Almighty God and you ask him for one thing, he will give you more than one. In Psalm 23 verse 5, David said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The first time I read that passage, after I gave my life to Jesus, I said, Lord, why do you not stop when the cup was full? Because he said, my cup runneth over. The answer he gave me is, boy, I want you to know there is much more where that thing was coming from. you can never exhaust the blessing of the Almighty God. He can give you much more than you ask for. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, the Bible tells us that there was a widow who was heavily in debt, and the creditors were coming to sell her sons into bondage. She cried unto God. God intervened. She got so much oil that after she sold the oil, she was able to pay her debt and had enough money left to live on for the rest of her life. Our God is always more than enough. May I seize that opportunity to say to someone here, God will pay your debt, and you will never borrow again. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, Ephesians 3, verse 20, he said, our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. So you can never ask too much from him. And whatever you ask, he will do. And then in addition, just to show you that is Jehovah El Shaddai, he will do much more than you ask for. I give you a story. It was New Year Eve, several years ago. And we were having a program. And God spoke to me and said that there was someone in the crowd who was struggling to pay his debt, his rent. And that in the following week, in the new year, he will become a landlord. Only one fellow said amen. Because they looked at the situation. I think I heard amen from one side over there. We will share your testimony very soon. Only one fellow said amen. Because everybody considered that one impossible. How do you become a landlord in Lagos within a week, particularly when you are struggling to pay your house rent? And the boy who said amen happens to be a messenger in his place of work. Come New Year, he went to the office and saw the chairman of the company and went to greet the chairman. Happy New Year, sir. And the chairman looked at him and said, oh, messenger, have I given you a Christmas present? The boy said, no, sir. Have I given you a New Year present? The boy said, no, sir. And the chairman said, well, Lagos State government was selling some houses. I bid for one. I won. I don't need it. Come and collect the keys. He gave him the keys and gave him the address. The boy was expecting one small flat. But when he got to the address, he saw a mansion. He put the key in, and the door opened. He went upstairs, walked around. Can this be true? The following day, he went to the chairman. This time, he didn't just prostrate. He rolled to the right. He rolled to the left, thanking the chairman. And the chairman said, messenger, is there any furniture in the house? The boy said, no, sir. The chairman said, I change my furniture every Christmas. I didn't even know where to put the one of last year. So he called one of the drivers and said, hey, go and load my furniture of last year and take it to this boy's house. December 31, the boy was struggling to pay the rent of a room in the new year. He was sitting on the furniture of the chairman in the mansion of his own. Stand on your feet and cry to the Almighty God. Father, you are the all-sufficient God. Do more for me than I've asked for. Open your mouth and cry unto the Almighty God. Open your mouth and cry to Him. You are the all-sufficient God. Do more for me than I can ever ask for. Oh, yes, I know you are the all-sufficient God. I know you can take care of me physically. You can take care of me financially. You can take care of me spiritually. You can take care of me maritally. Do more for me than I dare ask for. You are the all-sufficient God. Do more for me than I can ever ask for. Please, Lord God Almighty, do more for me than I can ever ask for. I know you are the all-sufficient God. Please do more for me than I can ever, ever ask for. Oh yes, Lord, do more for me than I can ever ask for. I know you are the all-sufficient God. You know what I need, and you can do much more than I need. Do much more for me than I can ever, ever ask for. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. We are almost there now. The fifth thing that happened for Solomon was that things were never the same again for him. Everything changed. He was great before, but he became greater. He was rich before, he became richer. He was a dullard before, he became wise. And do you know what? For the rest of his life, he never had to fight a battle. Everything changed. In the name of the one who sent me, may I decree to somebody here, today we mark a new beginning in your life. The joy of Solomon became full from that day onward. Because everything he had ever wanted began to come his way. Not only was he suddenly world famous, he would sit down at home and kings and queens were bringing treasure to him. He began to succeed without much effort in all areas of his life. Everything changed, and things were never, never the same again. If God does nothing else for those of you who are here, other than to change everything completely for the better, I will be satisfied. And that's exactly what he wants to do. That is why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, he said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. How many things become new? All things. Whether you believe it or not, it is possible for someone never to know sorrow again. It is possible for someone never to be sick again. Oh, people will say, if you don't fall sick, are you going to die? You don't have to be sick to die. Moses was 120 years old. He didn't need glasses. He was healthy, he was strong. The Bible made it clear at 120, he was still strong enough to father children if he wanted to. Enoch walked with God and was not. In other words, God just took him away. You don't have to be sick again. You don't have to borrow again. It is possible for my God to do something in your life that the only time you ever cry again is when you are crying for joy. For Solomon, everything became new. The man standing before you now can testify to this. From the day I gave my life to Jesus Christ, everything changed. Everything became new. I used to be sick. My wife is here, she can testify. I used to fall sick at least once in 2 weeks. And that was tough for somebody who is a sportsman. Then I gave my life to Jesus. And everything changed. I used to collect my salary. I was a lecturer at university. And pay my driver, because driving in Lagos was a terror to me. But by the middle of the month, I would be borrowing money from my driver, because there were so many devourers eating my little money. And I gave my life to Jesus and everything changed. I wanted to be the youngest vice chancellor, or whatever title you call them, chairman, or whatever you call the head of the university here in Africa. That was my goal. Then I gave my life to Jesus and everything changed. Today, several vice chancellors of university call me daddy. Nobody knew me. I was an ordinary lecturer in the university. Today, head of states want to have audience with me. Why? Everything changed. I visited a nation in Africa. The vice president heard that I was coming. For one reason or the other, he cornered me at the airport, told me that the president had traveled, whereas the president didn't travel, and got me to pray for him. I said, please just lay your hand on my head. I laid my hand on his head, and I did what I wanted to do and left. After I left, the president discovered that I had come and gone, and found out how come. And they said, the vice president was there at the airport to receive him. And he said, what happened? And the vice president said, well, you allowed him to come. And the president said, you are fired. He said, no problem. He has already laid his hand on my head. I will be taking your position soon. I was a nobody. And I gave my life to Jesus. And everything changed. Everything is about to change for someone here tonight. But it begins with one step. Somebody spoke to me about Jesus Christ, that he can do anything. I believed. I surrendered. And everything changed. If you are here tonight and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, why don't you come and stand before me? Let me join my faith with yours and pray for your salvation. And everything will change. I'm going to count from 1 to 10. Before I say 10, if you want to surrender your life to Jesus, come and stand before me. You might be the only one, fellow. Don't wait for anyone else. If this message is meant for you, come and stand before me. I will pray for your salvation. Jesus will save your soul, and everything will change. I'm counting now. 1. Thank you, those of you who are clapping. You are not clapping for mine. You are clapping for Jesus. Do it very well. 2. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, come now. Don't wait. This is your day of salvation. Come quickly. Everything will change. Give your life to Jesus Christ. He will forgive all your sins and give you a brand new beginning. 3. Hurry up, hurry up. Those of you who are on the way, come on quickly. The Lord is waiting for you. He wants to save your soul. And he wants to turn the tide. 4. Keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping. Tell the devil to leave you alone. You want to go and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Come on now. He's waiting for you. 5. Tell your friend, leave me alone. It's my life. I want to surrender to my maker. If you don't want to surrender your own life, that's your own headache. It's my life. Come and surrender your life to Jesus Christ now. 6. If anybody is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things have become new. 7. God bless you. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, and keep clapping. Those of you who are clapping, your hands will never wither. Keep clapping. Hurry up, hurry up. Those of you who are coming. 8 now. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Yes, God bless you, God bless you. 9. Anyone else who, if you are coming, you have to hurry up now because I want to pray for salvation. Make this your night. Another night like this may never come. So come, come and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Keep clapping, they are still coming. Keep clapping, they are still coming. Keep clapping, they are still coming. Anyone else here on the way? Keep clapping. Keep clapping for them as they come. You are not late yet. If you want to come, you can still come. All right. Yes, God bless you. Now, those of you who are already in front, just talk to Jesus in your own language. Ask him to have mercy on you. Ask him to save your soul. Promise him from now on you will serve him. Ask him to be your Savior and your Lord. And the rest of us, would you please stretch your hands towards these people and intercede for them. Pray that the one who saved your soul will save their own souls also. Let's pray for them, even for just 2 minutes. Anyone else who wants to come, you are not late yet. You can still come. Let's call on the Almighty God and say, Father, have mercy on these your children. Save their souls. Be merciful unto them. Forgive all their sins. Write their names in the book of life. Give them a new beginning, O Lord. Let's pray for them. Let's intercede for them. Yes, you are welcome. You are not late yet. You're welcome. Anyone else who still wants to come, you can come. You're welcome. God bless you, sister. Anyone else? Anyone else? Make sure you get there before I finish praying. You're not late yet. This is your day. Make this your own day of salvation. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Hurry up. The Lord is waiting for you. He wants to save your soul. Oh, thank you, Father. God bless you, my brother. You're welcome. God bless you. You're not late yet. God bless you. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Anyone else who wants to come before I pray? Anyone else who wants to come? You are not late yet. Just make sure you get there before I finish praying. Oh, yes. God bless you, my sister. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are not late yet. God bless you. Anyone else who wants to come? You can still come. Just wave your hand so I know you are coming. Okay, yes. God bless you. God bless you, my brothers. I can see you. I will wait for you. I will wait 10 seconds. God bless you. Anyone else who wants to come? Make this your day, your own hour of decision. God bless you, brothers. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. The Lord is calling you. Come on quickly. God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else? This is your hour of salvation, your hour of decision. I promise you everything will become brand new. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Anyone else coming? Just wave your hand so I know you are coming. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, now let's pray. My Father, my God, I want to bless your holy name. I want to give you all glory and honor for these your children that have come forward to surrender their life to you. You promised, O Lord, that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. They've come to you now, Father. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Have mercy on them. Save their souls. Let your blood wash away their sins. Write their names in the book of life, Lord. Receive them into the family of God. And from now on, anytime they call on you, please answer them by fire. And so I pray that in your kingdom, they will not be missing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And now those of you who are in front, I want to rejoice with you. And I want to promise you solemnly that from now on, by the grace of God, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. The counselor will compile. They will give me a copy. I will take it to my headquarters. And I'll be praying for you. And very soon you'll be receiving some miracles. And then you will know somebody is praying for you somewhere. God bless you. So, okay. So if you turn to your right, there's somebody there waving her hand. Kindly follow her. She will take you to where some pastors are waiting. They will collect the information I want, and they bring you back very quickly. Let's begin to go. Let's clap for Jesus as they go. Come on, let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. Don't be stingy with clapping. Come on, clap for the Almighty God. Let's clap for Jesus. Thank you. Now, while we wait for our brothers to come, I want to give you yet another opportunity to talk to the Almighty God. Believe me honestly, this is a very special night. He's ready to answer your prayers. Whatever you want God to do for you, ask Him now. Go ahead, just talk to the Lord for about 5 minutes. Don't ask for something small like I told you. Ask for something big. Ask for creative miracles. Ask for something unique. Ask for something only God can do. Ask him now. And I'll be praying for you in a moment. But first of all, tell him what you want. Tell him your greatest need. Ask the Almighty God. Yes, ask him. He's listening. Tell him. He hasn't failed before. And there's no limit to his power. Yes, tell him. Ask him. Ask him to make this a night you will never forget. Ask him. Go ahead, talk to him. Let's begin to bring our prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's stand on our feet. I want to pray for you now. I want you to lift your hands to the heavens as I pray. My Father, my God, I want to thank you because I know you are the Almighty God. I know there's nothing too hard for you. I want to thank you because I know that you can reverse the irreversible. I know you can make the impossible possible. I commit all these your children into your hands today, Lord. Grant their request. If they have asked for healing, heal them in Jesus' name. If they have asked for deliverance, set them free in Jesus' name. If they have asked you for breakthrough, my Father, my God, before the end of this month, grant their request. If any of them be in sorrow right now, please, Father, before the end of this week, wipe away all tears from their eyes. In the mouth of all those who are here tonight, my Father and my God, very soon let there be a new song. Before the sun rises tomorrow, let everybody here have a testimony. Surprise your children. Let it be well with them. And don't let them ever forget tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let me hear somebody shout a big hallelujah.